Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The remarks alongside Qatar's Prime Minister, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel needs to step up on getting aid to Gaza.
The situation for children, for women, for men who are caught in this crossfire Hamas is making inside of Gaza is unacceptable and unsustainable.
The United Nations says one quarter of Gaza's 2.3 million people face starvation. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant also on Tuesday said that the continuing tension with Iran-backed Hezbollah on the border with Lebanon is moving the situation nearer to a military escalation. Hezbollah has indicated it will cease fire if Israel's offensive in Gaza stops. March 5th is Super Tuesday in the United States, when Americans in 15 states and one U.S. territory vote for their choice for the Democratic or Republican nominee for the president in the upcoming November general election. Mark Rozelle is an analyst and explains why Super Tuesday is important.
Super Tuesday is really the most important day on the primary calendar in presidential election years in the United States, since we have a system whereby voters vote in state primaries to pick delegates to the national party conventions that pick the presidential nominees. Super Tuesday becomes so important because it is the one day in which there are multiple states holding primaries at the same time. So in a typically competitive presidential nomination contest, this would be seen as the most important day in the entire calendar of presidential primaries. And it's usually the one that determines ultimately, in many cases, who the party nominee is going to be.
Mark Rozelle speaking to VOA. And this is VOA News. Ukraine's top prosecutor on Tuesday welcomed the issue of arrest warrants by the International Criminal Court for two high-ranking military officials from Russia on charges linked to attacks on civilian infrastructure. Andriy Kostin called the warrants a milestone.
One is Kobylash, who is the head of long-range aviation of Russian Air Forces, and second is Sokolov, who is the admiral, who is the commander of Black Sea Fleet.
It's only the second time the global court has publicly announced arrest warrants linked to Russia's war on Ukraine. Top European Union officials have also outlined ambitious plans to boost its defense industry at an unprecedented pace as the bloc seeks to respond to the threat posed by Russia's war in Ukraine. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell.
The European Union is not a military alliance, but the treaties express to build a common and security defense policy.
The $1.63 billion defense industry program would be financed from the European Union budget between 2025 and 2027. In Haiti, heavily armed groups have led a mass escape from the country's two biggest prisons and tried to seize control of the nation's main international airport. We hear next from VOA's Jeff Custer.
The latest surge in violence began Thursday as Prime Minister Ariel Henry traveled to Kenya to sign a deal for the UN-backed deployment of 1,000 Kenyan police officers to help fight the gangs. Former police officer, now self-proclaimed gang federation leader Jimmy Chesier, known as Barbecue, has claimed responsibility for this latest surge in attacks. He's called for Henry's resignation and is reportedly seeking to prevent him from returning to the country. As of Monday, the Prime Minister's whereabouts were unclear. Henry became Haiti's leader after the 2021 assassination of President Jovenel Moise, which plunged the country into extraordinary levels of violence and chaos. RL has twice promised to hold new elections, but has reneged each time. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
An appeals court in Montenegro has overturned a ruling that Terraform Labs founder Do Kwon should be extradited to the United States to face fraud charges rather than to his native South Korea. The 32-year-old Kwon was arrested nearly a year ago in Montenegro on an international arrest warrant in connection with a $40 billion crash of Terraform Labs cryptocurrency. Both South Korea and the United States have requested Kwon's extradition from Montenegro, and the High Court in Montenegro decided last month to hand over Kwon to the U.S., but the Court of Appeals annulled the decision and on Tuesday ordered the lower court to repeat the process. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.